שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם את ההקדמה לספר פנים מאירות.
We're studying the introduction to the book of פנים מאירות and מסבירות, item 7. You can ask questions during the lesson. So again, בעל הסולם, introduction to the book of פנים מאירות and מסבירות, item 7. Now you will understand their words, that the Shekhinah in the lower ones is a high need. This is a most perplexing statement, though it does go hand in hand with the above midrash that compared the matter to a king who has a tower filled abundantly, but no guests. It is certainly that he sits and waits for guests, or his whole preparation will be in vain. This is like a great king who had a son when he was already old, and he was very fond of him. Hence, from the day he was born, he thought favorable thoughts about him, collected all the books and the finest scholars in the land, and built schools for him. He gathered the finest builders in the land and built palaces of pleasure for him, collected all the musicians and singers and built concert halls for him. He assembled the best chefs and bakers in the land and served him every delicacy in the world, and so forth. And the boy grew up to be a fool with no wish for knowledge. He was also blind and could not see or feel the beauty of the buildings. And he was deaf and could not hear the singers. Sadly, he was diabetic and was permitted to eat only coarse flour bread, arising contempt and wrath.
Now you can understand their words about the verse, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. The Sanhedrin interpreted, not rewarded in its time, rewarded, I will hasten it.
או על ידי תשומת לב מעצמם, שהוא נקרא דרך תשובה,
Thus, there are two ways to attain the above-mentioned goal, through their own attention, which is called a path of repentance. If they are rewarded with it, I will hasten it, will be applied to them. This means that there is no set time for it, but when they are rewarded, the correction ends, of course. If they are not awarded the attention, there is another way, called Path of Suffering. As our sages said, I place upon them a king such as Haman, and they will repent against their will, meaning in its time, for in that there is a set time and they will want it. By this, they wanted to show us that his ways are not our ways. For this reason, the case of the flesh and blood king who had troubled so to prepare those great things for his beloved son and was finally tormented in every way, and all his trouble was in vain, bringing contempt and wrath, will not happen to him. Instead, all the works of the Creator are guaranteed and true, and there is no fraud in him. This is, as our sages said, not rewarded in its time. What the will does not do, time will do. As it is written in Panim Me'irot Masbirot, end of branch 1, can you send forth lightning that they may go and say to you, here are we? There is a path of pain that can cleanse any defect and materialism until one realizes how to raise one's head out of the beastly trough, in order to soar and climb the rungs of the ladder of happiness and human success. For one will cleave to one's root and complete the aim.
Yeah. The choice is in the group.
And choice is in group.
Path of Torah, path of suffering.
Don, or you want to ask? Okay, in the meantime, it's clear to us. All the difficulty in the introduction here is in other places. Go on.
Item 8. Therefore, come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred light and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness, and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning. As we've said above, each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his teaching and sanctity. Our sages have already said, you have not a generation without such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Indeed, that godly man, Rav Isaac Luria, the Ari, troubled and provided us the fullest measure. He did wondrously more than his predecessors, and if I had a tongue that praises, I would praise that day when his wisdom appeared almost as the day when the Torah was given to Israel. There are not enough words to measure his holy work in our favor. The doors of attainment were locked and bolted, and he came and opened them for us. Thus, all who wish to enter the king's palace need only purity and sanctity, and to go and bathe and shave their hair and wear clean clothes to properly stand before the upper kingship. That's how he describes the corrections we need to make upon our will to receive. You find a 38-year-old who subdued with his wisdom all his predecessors through the Geonim and through all times, all the elders of the land, the gallant shepherds, friends and disciples of the godly sage, the Ramak, stood before him as disciples before the Rav. All the sages of the generations following them to this day, none missing, have abandoned all the books and compositions that precede him, the Kabbalah of the Ramak, the Kabbalah of the Rishonim, and the Kabbalah of the Geonim, blessed be the memory of them all. They have attached their spiritual life entirely and solely to his holy wisdom. Naturally, it is not without merit that a total victory is awarded, as this young in years father of wisdom has. Alas, Satan's work succeeded and obstacles were placed along the path of expansion of his wisdom into a holy nation, and only very few have begun to conquer them. This was so primarily because the words were written by hearsay, as he had interpreted the wisdom day by day before his disciples, who were already elderly and with great proficiency in the Zohar and the Tikkunim. In most cases, his holy sayings were arranged according to the profound questions that they asked him, each according to his own interest. For this reason, he did not convey the wisdom in a proper order, as with compositions that preceded him. We find in the texts that the Ari himself had wished to put order in the issues. In that regard, see the beginning of the words of Rashbi in the interpretation to the Idra Zuta in a short introduction by Rav Chaim Vital. There is also the short time of his teaching. Since the entire time of his seminary was some 17 months, as is said in Gate to Reincarnations, Gate 8, since he arrived in Sfad from Egypt shortly before Passover in the year 1571, and at that time Rav Chaim Vital was 29 years old. And in July 1572, on the eve of Shabbat Parashat Matot Masae, the beginning of the month of Av, he fell ill, and on Tuesday, the 5th of Av, on the following week, he passed away. It is also written in the Gate to Reincarnations, Gate 8, that upon his demise, he ordered Rav Chaim Vital not to teach the wisdom to others and permitted him to learn only by himself and in a whisper. The rest of the friends were forbidden to engage in it altogether because he said that they did not understand the wisdom properly. This is why Rav Chaim Vital did not arrange the texts at all and left them unorganized. Naturally, he did not explain the connections between the matters so it would not be as teaching others. This is why we find such great caution on his part, as is known to those proficient in the writings of the Ari. The arrangements found in the writings of the Ari were arranged and organized by a third generation, three times, and by three compilers. The first compiler was the sage Maharit Tzemach. He lived at the same time of Mara Azulai, who passed away in the year 1644. A large portion of the texts came by him, and he compiled many books from them. The most important among them is the book Adam Yashar, Upright Man, in which he collected the root and the essential teachings that were at his disposal. However, some of the books that this Rav compiled were lost. In the introduction to his book, Kol Barama, A Loud Voice, he presents all the books that he had compiled. The second compiler is his disciple, Maharam Paprish. He did more than his Rav, since some of the books that were held by the sage Maharash Vital came by his hands, and he compiled many books. The most important among them are the books Etz HaChaim, the Tree of Life, and Pri Etz HaChaim, Fruit of the Tree of Life. They contain the entire scope of the wisdom in its fullest sense. The third compiler was the sage Maharash Vital, the son of Rav Chaim Vital. He was a great and renowned sage who compiled the famous eight gates from the patrimony of his father had left him. Thus we see that each of the compilers did not have the complete writings. This heavily burdened the arrangement of the issues, which are unsuitable for those without true proficiency in the Zohar and the Tikkunim. Hence, few are those who ascend.
I don't think I have anything to add here. The text is clear. He also asks and answers and summarizes. Yes.
Item 9. In return for that, we are privileged by him to have been rewarded with the spirit of the Baal Shem Tov, whose greatness and sanctity are beyond any word and any utterance. He was not gazed upon and will...
Look what he writes about Baal Shem Tov. It's usually, who knows who... They think it's Hasidism, and look how to what extent he respects him.
He was not gazed upon and will not be gazed upon except by those worthy that had served under his light, and they too only intermittently, each according to what he received in his heart. It is true that the light of his Torah and holy wisdom are built primarily on the holy foundations of the Ari. However, they are not at all similar. I shall explain this with an allegory of a person drowning in the river, rising and sinking as drowning people do. Sometimes, only the hair is visible. And then a counsel is sought to catch him by his head. Other times, his body appears as well, and then a council is sought to catch him from opposite his heart. So is the matter before us. After Israel has drowned in the evil waters of the exile among the nations, since then until now they rise and fall, and not all times are the same. At the time of the Ari, only the head was visible. Hence, the Ari had troubled in our favor to save us through the mind. At the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there was relief. Hence, it was a blessing for us to save us from opposite the heart. And that was a great and true salvation for us. And for our many sins, the wheel has been turned over again in our generation, and we have declined tremendously, as though from the zenith to the nadir. In addition, there is the collision of the nations, which has confused the entire world. The needs have increased, and the mind grew short, and corrupted in the filth of materialism which apprehends the lead. Servants ride horses and ministers walk on the earth, and everything that is said in our study in the above-mentioned Masechet Sotah has come true in us for our many sins. Again, the iron wall has been erected, even on this great light of the Baal Shem Tov, which we have said illuminated as far as the establishment of our complete redemption. And the wise at heart did not believe in the possibility that a generation would come when they could not see by his light. Now, our eyes have darkened. We have been robbed of good, and when I saw this, I said, it is time to act. Thus, I've come to open widely the gates of the light of the Ari. For he is indeed capable and fit for our generation too, and two are better than one. We should not be blamed for the brevity in my composition, since it corresponds and is adapted to any wisdom lover, as too much wine wears off the flavor, and the attainment becomes harder on the disciple. Also, we are not responsible for those fat at heart, since the language to assist them has yet to be created. Wherever they cast their eyes, they find folly, and there is a rule that from the same source from which the wise draws his wisdom, the fool draws his folly. Thus, I stand at the outset of my book and warn that I have not troubled at all for those who love to look through the windows. Rather, it is for those who care for the words of the Creator, who long for the Creator and His goodness, to complete the purpose for which they were created. For by the will of the Creator, the verse, all who seek me shall find me, will come true in them.
All right.
No.
All right, one more item and then that's it. We'll change the subject.
Item 10. Come and see the words of the sage Rabbi Ibn Ezra in his book Yesod Mora. And now note and know that all the mitzvot, commandments, that are written in the Torah, or the conventions that the fathers have established, though they are mostly in action or in speech, they are all in order to correct the heart. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. It is written, to them who are upright in their hearts. Its opposite is a heart that devises wicked thoughts. I have found one verse that contains all the mitzvot, which is, you shall fear the Lord your God, and him shall you serve. The word fear contains all the mitzvot not to do in speech, in heart, and in action. It is the first degree from which one ascends to the work of the Creator, which contains all the mitzvot to do. These will accustom one's heart and guide one until one cleaves to the Creator, as for this man was man created. He was not created for acquiring fortunes or for building buildings. Hence, one should seek everything that will bring one to love him, to learn wisdom, and to seek faith. And the Creator will open the eyes of his heart and will renew a different spirit within him. Then he will be loved by his Maker in his life. Know that the Torah was given only to man of heart. Words are as corpses, and the ta'amim, flavors, are as souls. If one does not understand the ta'amim, one's entire effort is in vain, labor blown away. It is as though one exerts oneself to count the letters and the words in a medicine book. No cure will come from this labor. It's also like a camel carrying silk. It does not benefit the silk, nor does the silk benefit it. We draw only this from his words. Hold on to the goal for which man was created. He says about it that this is the matter of the dvikut with the Creator. Hence, he says that one must search every means to bring one to love him, to learn wisdom and to seek faith, until the Creator rewards one with opening the eyes of one's heart and renewing a different spirit within him. At that time, he shall be loved by his Maker. He deliberately makes that precision to be loved by his Maker in his life. It indicates that while he has not acquired this, his work is incomplete, and the work that was necessarily given to us to do today. It is as he ends it, that the Torah was only given to men of heart, meaning ones who have acquired the heart to love and covet him. The sages call them wise at heart, since there is no longer a descending beastly spirit there, for the evil inclination is present only in a heart vacant from wisdom. He interprets and says that the words are as corpses and the ta'amim as souls. If one does not understand the ta'amim, it is similar to exerting oneself counting pages and words in a medicine book. This exertion will not yield a remedy. He wishes to say that one is compelled to find the means to acquire the above-mentioned possession, since then one can taste the flavors of Torah, which is the interior wisdom and its mysteries, and the flavors of mitzvah, which are the love and the desire for him. Without it, one has only the words and the actions, which are dead bodies without souls. It's like one who labors counting pages and words in a medicine book, etc. Certainly, he will not perfect himself in medicine before he understands the meaning of the written medicine. Even after one purchases it, for whatever price is asked, if the conduct of the study and the actions are not arranged to bring him to it, it is like a camel carrying silk. It does not benefit the silk, and the silk does not benefit it, to bring it to complete the aim for which it was created.
Questions? Yes, Avigdor.
It seems like even though Kabbalists, you know, he writes about the greatness of the Ari in Baal Shem Tov, it seems like the script is one of a king who prepared everything for his kid, but his kid is deaf and diabetic, etc.
No. When I came to Rabash, there were, well, every morning four, five, up to six elderly people came. Today they've all passed away. They were elderly. We had Menachem Edelstein, who was 3 years older than Rabash. Rabash was 80 or 73, something like that. I was 33. Rabash was 60. Was 73, meaning there was a 40-year difference between us. And they were in their 60s, or that's it. In the morning, only Miller came, who was a year older than I am. That's it. Six, seven people in a lesson was okay. It was normal. You understand? Today, you have many groups, so many materials about of it. Internet is full. You have a general awakening alongside with the blows that are increasing and coming closer. You have such conditions for the revelation of the wisdom, for a correction, for adhesion, that there was never like it before in history. In history it wasn't like this. Each and every one has in front of him exactly what he wants.
On the other hand, he writes, man was not created to make fortunes and build buildings, and look at how humanity summarizes the last decade. It's only about that, how many real estate was sold, etc.
What do you expect? They're doing their own. Until you won't bring them the method of correction, the necessity for a correction, the purpose of existence on the one hand, and on the other hand, until the Creator won't bring them a negative awakening out of lack of choice, then it won't happen. You want these egoistic human beings to want to leave everything and to invest themselves in some kind of wisdom above reason, in bestowal, instead of reception. How can that be? There's nothing more repulsive, more
last
opposite.
Last question. What does it mean that he'll open his heart's eyes and a new spirit will be renewed in him?
That is truly the light that reforms, that gives a person a feeling, a mind, an understanding, an approach, yearning, an inclination to what exists above nature. It's like a new spirit. How do you see the summer of the year? Yes. As an economist, as a person who understands it, not what they're writing.
There's a handful of individuals, unique individuals, let's say, among the researchers and decision makers, who realize that we're standing at a critical crossroads. There are some. It's not that they don't exist, but the vast majority counts money, counts real estate, and it was an excellent decade after the crisis of 2008, since the 2010 to the end of 2019, the best decade in terms of financial sectors, savings, etc.
Why did they succeed? What, they stopped looking at the debt?
Yes, more or less, the debt is virtual. It doesn't mean a lot.
Where did that debt disappear to? Who remains in debt?
Well, they say that every American baby, as if is born with a stamp on his forehead that he owes 30 or 40 grand. It's his relative portion of the huge debt of America.
Where is this debt? Someone's counting it, no?
Yeah, but there's printers. They print money. Everything's cool.
Right, so this debt needs to be covered with money. Or just to be written somewhere or not to write at all?
It's being rolled over from one generation to another. You can say it's an cross-generational injustice, just like the eco crisis that moves from generation to generation.
Until when? It could be for a long time. We're going to move on to maybe a different method.
It doesn't look like there's an end to it, because we've discussed how, you know, the world received this, identified the financial crisis like a critical vital system of the body that has to be protected and defended. And so that system is vital, and just like there were inventions in 2008, there will be new inventions to preserve the system. I think that probably the blows will come from different systems and not this one.
Okay, good. So, Happy New Year. All right, about what we read now from the writings of Bala Sulam. Are there any questions? Yes?
Rav, we meet the issue of fear quite often. Even Ezra, for instance, here says the word fear includes all the commandments of you shall not do, and that's the first degree from which you rise to the degree of the Creator, etc. And also Rabash opens the social articles with the matter of fear, and there's other places. Where does fear come into play in our work? How do we work with it?
Fear comes from corporeal fear. What will I become? What will become of me? That's what Rabash used to say. Michael, what will become of you? It was seemingly unpleasant to hear, but it's good. It's good. Fear from such a form. Let's say, with what can I summarize the year? In what do I want to the next year to end with? That is fear. It starts from that. But if we say that one will fear the Lord your God, that's already a different kind of fear. Can I really give him contentment in which him and I will be an equivalent of form? That by that I reach, by that I reach a state that I realize myself. What else can I say? Yes.
It seems like we aim a lot that the work has to start from fear, and I don't know if we're learning it or how do we realize it.
You can't learn about it. It's not Hasidism. Now I need to be in fear. Now I need to be in gratitude. Now I need to be in action, and so on. We work according to the states in which we're in.
But love, too, cannot be learned. It's something that you receive. We learn that a lot. So we learn a lot about how we have to be in love with friends and try to realize it. Can't we realize fear? Do we just receive it from above at some stage?
No, we talk about it. We don't talk about it as a form of awe, a form of fear. Fear is, when will I be able to give contentment to the Creator? That's fear. So we talk around that without that word. The word is a bit Hasidic, and we are cautious to use it. All right. Good. Now, you know that we are in the holiday of Hanukkah. So,
let's move on to the next part of the lesson. Before that, we'll sing a song.
Up to love. מצוותיך ואין כאן את מי להאשים אם הוא נסתר עוד מעיניך אז בוא תבחר בחברים כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב אז בוא נבחר בלאור הבחירה היא בידיך אפילו אם לא תמיד רואים אם רק תבחר עכשיו את החבר הטוב הרי בחרת בחיים כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך